I'd like you to turn in your New Testaments to Ephesians chapter 3. I'm going to use that text by way of invitation this evening. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning in verse 8. The Apostle Paul is here talking about his ministry as an apostle, specifically his ministry to the Gentiles. He says in verse 8, "To me who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given to me," that is a gift from God that was given him, "that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." But not only that, he says, "and to make all see," or all people see, "what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the ages has been hidden in God who created all things through Jesus Christ." So his purpose as an apostle was to proclaim the message of the gospel to Gentiles and, in fact, to all men, so that the mystery of God may be revealed. And of course, this has reference to God's plan for redeeming man. Now, the interesting thing is, as a part of this discussion, he brings in the church. And he says in verse 10, "It is to the intent that the manifold wisdom of God may be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him." And what that indicates is that it is the church through whom is made known God's wisdom to mankind. Now, when you look at the organization of the church, and specifically the organization that Paul himself described, where he referred to the apostles and the prophets, and then he refers to individuals who are elders and individuals who are evangelists and individuals who are teachers, he indicated that the purpose of these offices and these individuals is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Now, there are two views that are held with regard to the church, what the church is. The first view is that it is an institution. When they talk about the church in that institutional sense, it is an institution that exists separate and apart from the members of that institution. It's a peculiar way of looking at it. At least I believe it to be peculiar because it is so far afield from what we have taught and what we understand the scriptures to teach. But the church does not exist separate and apart from the members of that church. The word church is a word that is used to refer to the kingdom. The kingdom is made up of citizens, referred to as the body, and individual Christians are members of the body. We could go on and on with all the illustrations that are given in Scripture, but the idea is, if it is the church that has the responsibility to make known the wisdom of God, then in effect, what we are saying is that we as members of the body of Christ have that responsibility to make it known. Of Catholic Church, they'll take this particular passage and say, see, the church is the authority. The church is the one that determines what truth is. And that's not the case at all. What this passage teaches is that we as the church, as individual members of the body of Christ, have the responsibility to share with the world the precious gospel of our Lord. And if we're not fulfilling that responsibility, then the work will not be done. The Apostle Paul understood it, which is why he was so motivated to preach it. And he did it at every opportunity he possibly could. And so we, I think, need to emulate that example. Now, there may be someone here this evening who's not a child of God. If you do not know the good news of Jesus Christ, then please talk with me after our period of time is over so that I can share it with you. I and the other members of this congregation are more than happy to talk with you about the good news of Jesus Christ. We want to preach that message to you, to the saving of your soul. If you do know that message, encapsulated that Jesus Christ came to this earth, died on the cross, shed his blood as a sacrifice for our sins. He who was without sin died so that our sins might be taken away. That he was resurrected from the dead on the third day, that he remains alive in heaven, reigning in his kingdom. If you believe that and you desire to turn away from sin and become a child of God, you have an opportunity to be baptized this evening to have your sins washed away. If you're willing to stand before those who are assembled together tonight and say, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, then you can be baptized just as the eunuch was in Acts chapter 8. So we're going to offer ourselves to you by way of invitation. If there is anyone who is here who needs to respond, we offer it to you as well. If anyone has that need, we ask that you come forward while together we stand, while we sing.